Esther Bas Baruch Yisrael Shlomo Ben Yisrael Berach Chaim Ben Yisrael Levi Dvar Bas Yisrael Shua Chaim Ben Shabsi Psach Tzvi Hirsch Ben Chaim Moshe Yaakov Ben Moshe Yichil Nachum Mendel Ben Shmuel Rochale Bas Yosef Reuven Ben Avin Betzalo Bas Shefa Bas Pesach Mordechai Rocha Bas Shlomo Yola Cohen. Can we begin? On Chaf Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up. Boy, Rami Bachama asks, Hayu muchzakin betavla shehishala. There was a certain writing board that you and everyone knows belonged to her. Beget kasav aleha, and there's a get written on it. Baharehi yotza mitachas yado, and he at the moment has this writing board in his possession, and clearly his intent is to give it to her as a get. Ma, what's the din? Mi arminan, do we assume aknuye aknisale, that she gave it to him as a gift for purposes of him to write the get on it and then give it back to her? Ol delma, maybe no. Lo yada laknuye. Maybe she's not fully aware that the get has to be fully his in order for him to give it to her as a divorce. And here, where she owned this tavla and she gave it to him, perhaps she didn't really fully understand that she has to give it to him as a full-fledged gift, as a full-fledged kinyan, in order to make it his for him to then be able to divorce her with it. Because here, it's hers, and she knows she's getting it back. She's giving it to him just to get it back. So maybe she doesn't really have in mind to gift it to him as a full-fledged matana. And if that's the case, the get's not valid. He can only divorce her if he gives her a get on something that is written on that which is his. That's the Gemara's question. In other words, do we assume that she gifted it to him, or do we assume that she just lent it to him? And that makes all the difference in terms of whether the get is valid and kosher or not. So the Gemara, to answer the question, quotes as follows. Oh, my Abaye says, Tashma bring your raya. The Mishnah says, Af hu heid al kfar katan shohayi v'tzad Yerushalayim. He was made, Rash says, Rebbe ben Bava, Rashash says, Chinas Ganakonim, was made on a certain small village that was on the side, alongside Yerushalayim. Vaybo zokin echa, there was an older man in the village, Vaymalve l'kol b'nei akfar. He was the one who would consistently be the one to lend money to everyone in town. The Kosev Biksav Yado, he would write up the documents, the Chayim, Chosmim, and others would sign it. Uba Maisel of Nechachamim, Bechshiru. And the Chacham said that was certainly fine, that was kosher. And the Gemara asks, Va'amai, why is that kosher? Haba'ina Sefer Miknov Aleka. That when you're dealing with giving or gifting a field or property to someone, the one who writes the shtar is the one who is giving over the field. If I sell you my field, if I give you my field as a matana, and we're transferring ownership by way of a shtar mechira, shtar matana, who's the one who writes the shtar? The one who's giving up the field. The one who's selling it, giving it as a gift. The machaneh, he has to write the shtar. Here, the Gemara is assuming that we're talking about a gift of property that was being made by the other members of the town, and they were giving it to this Zakein, so they were the people who were selling the field or giving the field, and yet he's on the receiving end, and yet he's the one riding the shtar. So the Gemara asks, how could that be kosher? We require sefer mikna, which means that the makna, the one giving the property, has to be the one to write the shtar. I hereby sell you my field. I hereby give you my field as a gift. And yet here it was reverse. Here the recipient was riding the shtar. And then he gives it to the mocher, who then gives it back to him. So how does that work? Alav mishum d'amrinan aknuye maknalu. It must be that, yeah, the zakein, who was the recipient of the gift, or the purchaser of the field, would write up the shtar mechira or the shtar matana, give it to the other person, who then give it back to him. Apparently, you see, that we do accept this short-term hakna'a, whereby I write a document, I give it to you, knowing I'm getting it back in a few moments, and yet I'm trusted to give it to you sincerely as a full-fledged gift. That's what the Gemara is trying to prove from this story of the Zaken Echad in this village near Yerushalayim. Now, Tosfos explains over here that Abaye quotes this Mishnah, which speaks initially of this Zaken who would lend everyone money. And then we segue into a discussion of a Shtar Mechira or a Shtar Matana, that they would be giving him a field or selling him a field, and he would write the Shtar up. What does that have to do with him lending money to everyone in town? The two parts of the Mishnah don't seem to be at all connected. So Tosfos explains that what the Mishnah is saying is the following, that this elderly fellow was always lending money to people in town. And that's why, since they appreciated his chesed with all those loans, that's why they in turn would do him a favor. They would give him gifts of property. They would sell him properties. And at times, those properties would be transferred through a shtar. And even those shtaros, he would write them up. And that's why we're asking, how could he write it? The mocher, or the giver of the gift, has to write it and give it to him. He's writing the shtar. He gives the shtar to the mocher. Mocher gives it back to him. Apparently, we trust him to give the shtar as a full-fledged nesina, even though he knows he's getting it back. So to the Isha and our Shaila, she gives her writing board to her husband for him to write the get on it and to return back to her. We can assume that she gives it to him as a full-fledged nesina. That's a bias raya. So the Gemara rejects the raya. Amar Rav Rama says, Umay Kushi, what's your comparison here to this case? After all, says the Gemara, Dilma Zakein Shani, top of the Amid, maybe when it comes to a zaken, an older man, that's different. He's knowledgeable in the halachos. He knows how this works. He knows that the shtar mechira or the shtar matana must be given by the mocher or the nosein to the recipient, to the purchaser. So he therefore knows the yad laknuye. He knows that he has to give that shtar that he wrote up on their behalf to them as a full-fledged gift in order to get it back according to halacha. But maybe by the woman who's giving her writing board to her husband, purposes of writing a get, maybe she's only giving it to him as a loan, to borrow it. Maybe she's not intending to give it to him as a full-fledged matana. So you can't bring a riot in this case of the Zakin Echad, says Rava to Abaye. So the Gemara responds now by saying, Elam Rava says, I'll bring you a riot. Mehacha, here's the riot to your Shaila. We learned as follows. Arev hayotze la'achar chisum shtaros. A guarantor who signs on to a promissory note, which means that he is committing himself that if the borrower can't pay back, the lender can collect from his own properties. But ordinarily, you're supposed to sign on as an arev before the edim sign the shtar hava. Here what happened was, the borrower writes a promissory note, signs it, gives it to the lender. And then, subsequently, the Arev comes and says, oh, by the way, I'll sign on as a guarantor. So the deal is that because he signed after the Edom signed, so the lender has no right to seize properties that the guarantor sold to others. Rather, Govan Menachasim B'nei Charon. The lender must limit himself to collecting, if necessary, property that the Arev currently still owns. And the kash is as follows. Here, when the Arev signed this Shtar Mechira in order to commit himself to being on the hook to pay off this loan, the Shtar Mechira was already in the hands of the lender. Sorry, the Shtar Hava, I'm sorry, the Shtar Hava was already in the hands of the lender. The lender would have had to have given the Arev the Shtar to allow the Arev to sign it, and only then the Arev would have to be able to give the shtar back to the lender. So apparently you see here that it works, that we trust the lender, the malva, to fully gift the shtar, fully be makna the shtar to the Arev, for purposes of him, the guarantor, signing the document to commit his properties to the payment of the loan. The Arev then gives it back to the malva. You see here that we do trust the malva to be fully makna the shtar hava to the arev, even though he's getting it back shortly. That's Rava's right, that by the Isha as well. She can be makna her writing board to the husband for him to write the get on it, even though she knows the husband's giving it back to her shortly. That's the Gemara's Raya. So, the Gemara again answers to reject the Raya as follows. Amar Rav Ashi, if Ashi says, my Krusha, what's your proof? Dilma, maybe, Gavra Shaini, maybe men are different. Men, perhaps, know the halacha that you need to fully be makaneh this shtar to the Arev in order for it to be his, in order for him to fully sign on and commit his properties to this debt. But we're still stuck with our shayla with regard to a woman. A woman, perhaps, is less familiar with the halacha. Maybe she does not know that when she wants her husband to write her a get, and it's being written on her writing board, that she has to fully be makaneh the writing board to her husband as a gift to allow him to write the get on it. Maybe there's still a distinction here.
Maybe here he says the man is accustomed to commerce. So even if he doesn't know all the details of halacha, he knows how everything works.
You're saying the svala chalit from the man and the woman is that he's used to these kinyonim.
Even if he doesn't know all the
how
halachas,
they function.
Yeah. That's okay. What it seems like.
Good, thank you. So the Gemara therefore finally brings away as follows. Elam Ravashi Me'alcha. This is the source to prove our Shaila. We learn this follows. The Mishnah says, Isha Koseves Es Gita. A woman is allowed to even write her get herself, provided she then gives it to her husband, who then gives it back to her. And so too, Va'ish Koseves Shobro. The man is allowed to write up the receipt that he will be given to prove that he paid off his ksuba. So he can write it, give it to his wife, who then gives it back to him. She'ein kiyim haget ela b'chosamlo. Because what makes it a valid shtar is the signatures. So it doesn't matter so much who wrote it. What matters is that he gives it to the isha, Adam then sign it, this shover, this receipt, she gives it back to him. Or by the get, she writes it, gives it to the husband, Adam sign it, he gives it back to her. So as long as the Edom were signed on by the proper individual, the get and the shover is valid. So you see here clearly and irrefutably that a woman knows that when she gives the writing board to her husband for purposes of the get to be written on it, she must give it to him as a full-fledged matana, not just as a borrowing it short-term. Next halacha, Amar Rava. Let's say someone writes a get for his wife, and he then hands the get to his eved, Kanani. Now he's got to do an asina to the Isha. So what does he do? He then gives the eved as a matana to his wife, and the eved is holding the shtar at the time, the get. Din says Rava is kan ashu, she the woman is kona the eved, and because the eved is holding out to the get, it's as if the get is now in her property. Miskaveshesbo, that's a valid gerushin, just as if he were to have taken the written get and thrown it into her chutzar, into her property, she'd be divorced. So to here, the eved is her property, the eved has the get, she's kona the get through kinyan chutzar. The chiddush here is that when the husband, the Baal, put the get in the Eved's hand, at that moment it was not yet her chatzar. So where is the nesina of the get from the husband to the wife? When the husband then gives the Eved, who has the get in hand, to the Isha as a matana, that giving of the Eved as a matana to the Isha is viewed as the nesina's haget as well. Because at that very same moment that you're giving her the Eved, she's being kona the Eved along with the get. It's as if you gave her the get also. So the Gemara asks, Mamai, why is that so? Chatzar malachasi. This Eved is a walking chatzar. The din is, v'chatzar malachas lokana. A walking chatzar is not a valid form of kinyan chatzar, because chachamim only allow a person's chatzar to be kona for him when it is stationary, like real estate property. The Gemara suggests, v'chitema, but omeid, well maybe the Eved's standing still. So it's not a chatzim halachas. That's not a valid suggestion because the Amar Rava says, "Kol she'ilu mahalach lokana, omir v'yoshev lokana." Since if the Eved were to be walking, it would not be a valid Kenyan Chatzar. So even though right now the Eved is stationary, it's still not a valid Kenyan Chatzar. How do we paskin? Bikafos. We paskin as long as the Eved is tied up so that he cannot walk. And he's holding the get, and the Adon, or the husband, gives the tied up Eved as a gift to the Isha. That and with that is a valid form of Gerushin of Kenyan Chatzar. Tosfos adds, based on other Gemaras, that it's not enough for the Eved to be tied up. He has to be sleeping as well. But, okay.
He has to be sleeping?
Yes. Right. At the moment of the giving of the Eved. Correct. Okay. Moving on. The Gemara then says, the Amar Rava says further, Kosav laget v'nasna b'chatzero. Let's say I write a get, I put it in my chatzer, because of Ashtar Matana Olav, and then the husband writes Ashtar Matana, gifting the Chatzar, which has to get in it, to the Isha. So here as well, Kan Asu, when Ms. Gavesha spoke, she's Kona the Chatzar, and she is at the same time, simultaneously, divorced through Kenyan Chatzar.
The Koyua doesn't have to be sleeping, right?
What doesn't?
The Koyua doesn't have to be sleeping.
No, definitely not, correct. Because it can't walk.
All right, I just want to make sure.
Right, no. It can't walk in order. Right, no. The requirement of the Eved sleeping is because Tosfos quotes the Gemara later on in the Gemara that it has to be Mishtameris LaDaita. The get has to be supervised by her. If the Eved's awake, he's supervising it. She's not supervising it. So the Eved has to be tied up so he's not a chatzar that walks. And he has to be sleeping so that it is under her watch, not his watch.
Okay.
So Gemara asks, why does Rabbi have to tell me the same din with regard to putting the get in the hands of the Eved and giving her the Eved and putting the get in the chatzar and giving her the chatzar? Isn't it the same principle in both cases? So the Gemara answers, you need both cases. D'i ashma inan Eved, had Rabbi told me that you can give the get to the Eved Kanani, tie up the Eved, and be makla the Eved to the Isha. Well, in that case, how many would have thought, dafka Eved, maybe only when you put the get in the hands of the Eved and you makla the Eved, it works. Aval chatzar, but when you put it into the chatzar and you makla the chatzar, maybe I would have thought midrabanan, that should not be valid. Why? Ligzar, I would have thought that perhaps one should make a gzera against that type of divorce. Because maybe you'll confuse that case with a different case, which is not valid. In other words, the case is the husband puts the get in his chatzar and then writes a shtar matana on the chatzar, gifting it to the isha. That's fine, because there, by virtue of the husband giving her the chatzar, he's also simultaneously giving her the get. But there's another case of chatzera habala achamikan, where the husband writes a get, puts it into the courtyard of his neighbor. The neighbor gifts her the chatzar. There, that's not valid, even though at the end of the day, she has the chatzar with the get in it, but who gave her the chatzar? Not the husband, rather the neighbor. You can't have a neighbor giving her the get, that doesn't work. So I might have thought that, well, maybe therefore, when the husband gifts her the chatzar, we should midrabanan disqualify it and validate it because it might lead to confusion. That maybe I'll mistakenly think that it's a good get when the neighbor gives her a chatzar with the get in it. So maybe I would have thought that the chatzar should not be allowed under these circumstances. So therefore, Rabbah told me that this works. V'i ashmin chatzar, and had Rabbah told me that putting a get in a chatzar and then the husband giving her the chatzar works, I would have thought, Havamina, Dafka Chatzar. Maybe Dafka in the case of Chatzar works. Aval Eved, but when he gives the get to the Eved and gifts her the Eved, where we say that only works if the Eved's tied up, I might have thought Ligzar should be Gozer Majaban, that doesn't work. Kafos Atush Eno Kafos, because maybe you'll end up one day giving her an Eved who is not tied up, in which case it would not be valid. So Kamashman, therefore the Chiddush of Rabbah is that no, both in the case of putting the get in a chatzar or putting the get in the hands of an Eved which you tie up, and then subsequently you are makna the eved of the chatzer, both cases are kosher. That's chiddush of Rava. So I'm a bias. The bias now asks on Rava as follows. Michti, let's see. Chatzer mehecha es rabbi. What is the basis for the halacha that a woman can be kona get with kinyan chatzer? Miyada, it's derived from the fact that a woman can be kona get with her own hand. But if that's the case, that chatzer is derived from and similar to the kinyan of yad, we should say as follows. Miyada de'isa ben midaito ben bakarcha, when a woman gets divorced by receiving the get in her own hands, that divorce works whether she wants the get, whether she's coerced to taking the get. You can divorce your wife midaraisa bal karcha. So if that's the case, that by yad, the kinyan is made both when she is willingly interested in acquiring it, or even when she is being forced to acquire it, we should say the same is true by chatzer, af chatzera. So to the kinyan chatzer should only work, de'isa bein midaita ubein bal karcha, provided that it is a kinyan that can be done even against the will of the recipient. I Bahamatana, but in the case we described where the chatzar is being given as a gift to the Isha, well, in those cases, midaita is about karchalasa. You can only give a gift to someone if they want it. You can't force someone to take a gift. So Bai is asking, the get should not be valid if it was put by the Baal into his chatzar and he then gives the chatzar to the Isha as a gift. Because such a kinyan only works if she was willing to accept the gift. It doesn't work if she's objecting to accepting the gift. And if that's the case, such a kinyan chatzar, which can never be done by karcha, should not be valid. Only a kinyan chatzar which can be done by karcha should be valid. Much like yad, which she receives the get in her hand, it works whether she wants it or not. So it's a by chatzar. It should only work if it's a kinyan chatzar that works regardless of whether she wants it or not. That's Abayis Kashan Rava. So the Gemara asks, Maskefa of Simba Ba'ashi. So Simba Ba'ashi asks on Abaye, V'hashlichos le'kabbalah, what happens when a woman appoints a shliach to receive the get on her behalf? You can only appoint a shliach if you want the person to represent you. A shliach can't represent you against your will. Right? Shliach l'kabbalah means this shliach is acting on behalf of the woman. As soon as the shliach gets the get, the woman's divorced. It only works if the woman appointed him a shliach. The husband can't appoint someone to act as a shliach on behalf of his wife to receive the get for her. And yet, because having a shliach l'kabbalah, we still allow the notion of a get through a shliach l'kabbalah, even though it's not possible to have a shliach l'kabbalah against the woman's wishes. There is still such a notion as a shliach l'kabbalah for a get. So too by the kinyan chatzar, you put the get into the chatzar and you gift her the chatzar. The fact that she has to be willing to accept the matana shouldn't be a problem. The Gemara responds by Abaye answers like this. Atu shlichos miyada is rabbi. You think the ability of a woman to be kona her get through a shlich l'kabbalah is based on the kinyan yad that a shlich is only works because it's similar to a woman being kona to get directly? That's not the case. Rather, mi b'shalach b'shilchas, Rabbi. Shlichus is derived from the pasuk which says v'shilcha mi b'eso. It is not modeled after the kinyan of yad. Yad is a kinyan, meaning when she receives the get in hand, it's a kinyan that works even bal karcha against her will. But shlichus is a different type of method of divorce. It's not based on and derived from the method of divorce whereby she receives it directly. It's its own category of divorce, shlichus, based on the pasuk of v'shilcha mi b'eso. If that's the case, even though there are some types of shlichus that don't work against her will, namely shlich l'kabbalah, that's okay. It doesn't have to be capable of working against her will. You might say, where you can answer, Shluchos l'kabbalah nami ashkachan b'akarva. Maybe you can answer as follows. Even when a woman receives a get through her shliach, it does, in some cases, work against her will. How so? Shekein av mekabel get lebito ktana b'akarva. Because when a girl is married off by her father under the age of 12, then the husband decides to divorce her. He can divorce her by giving the get to her father. The father there acts as a shliach l'kabbalah on behalf of his young daughter. There, the woman, the girl, is not interested necessarily in the get, yet the husband, I should say the father, acts as her shliach against her will, whether she likes it or not. So you do find a scenario whereby shlichus kabbalah works bal karcha, so for all, shlichus kabbalah works as well. But Abai is still asking, and arguing in Rava, when it comes to a get being put into a chatzar, and then the husband gives the chatzar to the woman, that type of gerushin, which is accomplished through a matana that is being given, the name of the chatzar is being given to the isha, that type of gerushin doesn't work, bal karcha. So therefore, the kinyan chatzar should not work in that scenario either, according to Abaye. Okay. Two dots, very bottom of the amud. Al-Ha'ala Shozayis, Mishnah spoke of writing a get on the leaf of an olive tree, on the horn of a cow, provided you give her the cow, on the hand of an eved, provided you give her the eved. And those are all scenarios in the Mishnah where you can divorce your wife by writing on creative materials. So the Gemara asks, Rishlam Yad Eved, I understand when you write the get on the hand of the eved, you have to give her the entire eved. Why? Because, well, Rishlam Yad, you can't sever the hand of an eved. You're not allowed to cause bodily injury to your Eved Kanani, you can't do that. So if you're going to write the hand, you're going to write the get on the hand of Eved, you have to, of course, give her the entire Eved. Ela Karen Shapar, but when you write the get on the horn of a cow or a bull, so then,
yes.
Why do you have to give it the whole para? Why give it the whole para? Luktsiye veles vele. Just like sever the horn and then give it to her. Why is it only kosher if you write the get on the horn of the par and then give her the whole par? Just sever the horn and give her the horn. What's the problem? So Omar Kora, the Pasuk says, V'kosav v'nasan la. Says, V'kosav la save krisus v'nasan biyada. The Pasuk speaks of, write the get, give it to her. So we darshan as follows. Mi she'ena mechusar el ksiva unasina. A get is valid, provided all you need to do is write it, and immediately thereafter you can give it. But if the get requires, number one, writing, number two, severing, such as the case of the horn, and only then you can give it to her, that's not kosher. You can't write the get on something which needs to be severed before the giving of the get to the woman. And Tosfos actually quotes Machlokas Rishonim. Let's say I'm not dealing with writing the get on a horn of a cow or on a tree that's attached to the ground. Let's say I write the get on a massive long scroll, and then I cut off the top of the get because the rest of the scroll, you know, is unused. Is that also psul of ksiva, ktsitsa, and asina? That's the machlokas Rishonim says to us. Some Rishonim hold that the psul of ktsitsa is dafka if you're writing the get on something which is growing and you sever it from its growth, its source of growth, the horn of the cow, the tree from the ground. But if I'm writing on a piece of paper and I cut off the part that has the get on it, that's not a psul of ktsitsa in between ksiva and asina. Others, so it's supposed to be the time, are machmir. If you write the get on a massive, long, rolled up scroll and you use only a small portion of it and you trim off the get from the rest of the scroll, that would be a problem according to the time. Okay. Two dots. Basically, Omer, basically said that you're not allowed to write the get on anything which has any life to it, like a cow. By Taima, basically, why is that? The Taima, because the Basis says, Sefer, the Pasuk says, you should write her a Sefer Krisus. Ein li ela Sefer, sounds like Dafka, a scroll. Parchment. Minayin Rabos called Dover. How do you know you can write the get on anything, not just on cloth? Tamlama, the Pasuk says, Vikasav La. he should write for her. Which is a very broad statement. Mikom makom. That implies that you can write the get on anything. Imken, if so, ma tamalom sefer. So why does Pasuk stress the kasav la sefer krisus? To teach you that the surface on which you write the get has to be like a sefer. In other words, ma sefer davar she'en bo ruach chaim. There's no life to it. Ve'eno ochel, it's not food. Ah, kol davar she'en bo ruach chaim ve'eno ochel. You can write the get on anything, provided that it is not alive, and it is not food, it is not ochel. That's Rabbi Yossi's Aglilis Drasha. The Rabban, say no. You're allowed to write on the horn of a cow. Iksiv ba sefer, had it said write the get in a sefer, could the comment, then you'd be correct. But hashtiv sefer, it says write her a sefer, krisus. What that is meant to teach me is l'sfiras devarim hu da'asa, that the get has to be a telling over of the story of krisus. It's describing not where you write the get, it's describing what you write as the get. That's what is meant from the words sefer krisus. V'rabbanan. So according to Rabbanan, hai v'kasav my avdalei. So what are they darshan from the word v'kasav la? Rabbi Yossi Aglilis said v'kasav la means write it wherever you want. And sefer means as long as it's not alive and it's not food. But the Rabbanan, who darshan sefer to mean not what you write it on, but who write, but rather they darshan to mean what you write. So what do they learn from v'kasavla? And says, Gemara Mabayle that teaches them, v'ksiva miskareshes, v'eina miskareshes v'kasef. That she can only be divorced through writing, not through giving her money. Now why would you have thought that? Because Sokot HaTachmina might have thought, Akish Yitzia LaHavaya. In general, we know there's a comparison, a hekesh, between divorce and marriage in various different ways. So therefore, I might have thought to say as follows. Mahavaya bekasef. Marriage is done by giving money. Afitzi and I'm a bekasef. So then maybe divorce also is done by giving money. So come Ashmalan. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that no, that you can't divorce by giving money. You must divorce by giving a written bekasavla. So how does Rabbi Yossi know that? Nafkala, he knows it. Misefer krisus. It says sefer krisus to teach me sefer karsa ve'ein davar achar karsa. That only a written word can serve as a get, not money. That will not sever the marriage. That's Rabbi Yossi's drasha. Whereas ve'idach, the Rabbanan, they dash as well. They dash as follows. They dash it like this. They dash and say for krisus to mean it has to be a complete severing of the two and the relationship with one another. However, if she's still bound to him, the get is not valid. For example, Kiditan the Brisa says, Reze gitich amanas shlotish diayin, amanas shlotolch elbeis avich. He says, I'm giving you a get on condition, you don't drink wine, you don't walk into your father's house, la'olam, forever. If that's the case, ein zekrisus, it's not a divorce, because she's still stuck by your conditions. Ad shloshim yom, he says, for the next 30 days, okay, harei zekrisus, that is considered krisus. V'ilach, Rabbi Yossi, mikaris krisus. He darshes that because it says a double lashon, krisus. V'ilach, the Rabbanan, karis, krisus, still darshes, they don't view that as a valid reason for a drush. Next Mishnah. Ein tosvin b'mechubur l'karka. You're not allowed to write a get, not allowed to write a get on that which is attached to the ground. Kosva b'mechubur, if you did write it b'mechubur, tolsho, and then you detach it, b'chasmo, and then you sign it, b'nasnla, and you give it to her, kosher, that's kosher. And the Gemara will explain why and how that is. On the one hand, you can't write it by Mechubur L'Karka, but in the end, if you did, it's kosher. Why? So we'll see in the Gemara why. The Bita posts, the Bita says, even that's not good. Ad should take Sivaso V'chasim Masa B'talosh. The Bita says, the writing and the signing must be done B'talosh. Remember, Seir Omer, Ein Kosvin, Lo ha'niyar machuk. You cannot write a get on erased parchment, because that means you can always erase and rewrite, and people will not know the difference. And if the husband only gave the get, for example, on condition that she pays me $500, then he signs it and gives it to her. Then she calls over her friends and she erases it and writes out something insignificant in place of that. No one will know the difference, because once you erase cloth, you can't tell, you know, what's how many times it's been erased. So you can't ever write on cloth that has been erased, because it allows itself to then be erased again and again and again without anybody knowing the difference. The law al difter, nor can you write on difter, which also is a type of parchment that can be erased without anybody realizing it. Because it allows for forgery without anybody knowing the difference. The Cham Achshin, Cham don't allow it. They said it's okay. So Gemara asks, Kasvo al Mechuber, the Mishnah said that B'di'evit, if you write the Get B'Mechuber, it's okay. How could that be? V'amat Reisha, but the Mishnah started by saying, Ein Kosvo, that you're not allowed to write a Get B'Mechuber. Amavirim Reshmuel, V'hu Sheshir Makam HaTorev. When the Mishnah says that B'di'evit, if you write the Get B'Mechuber, and then you are tolish it and you sign it, that means, provided that you didn't write the names and the date B'Mechuber. In other words, it means you wrote the standard Nusach HaGet, but you did not yet write the names and the date. Then you detached it. Then you add in the names and the date. That's okay. B'chein Amar Rebbe Lazar Amar Rebbe Osher. Rebbe Osher also says, B'hu Sheshir Makam HaTorah. It's Kasher B'di'evit only if you did not write the Torah in the Mechuber state. B'chein Amar Rabbe Bar Bachana Amar B'yochanan. B'hu Sheshir Makam HaTorah. All I care about is that you should not write the Torah b'mechuber. And finally, b'chein amar ala b'b'chana b'yochanan b'ushim makam Torah b'blazerhi. B'yochanan also, it's kosher provided you write the Torah b'talosh. And the Mishnah, according to all these tanaim, follows shita shor b'lazer. D'amar, he says, eidim misir karsi. B'lazer says, the critical eidus min haTorah is the eidim who watched the giving over of the get. In haTorah, you don't need eidim chasima. What's critical in haTorah? The writing of the get and the Adam who watched the giving over of the get. So they understand and interpret the Mishnah as follows. This is Pshat in the Mishnah. Ein kosvin tofes. You can't write the standard Nusach HaGet when the get is still b'muchover. Shema yichtov Torah. Because you might mistakenly come to write the critical part of the get, which is the names and the date. However, b'tiyevet, kosva l'tofes, b'tolsho. If you wrote only the standard Nusach HaGet, the Mechuber, and then you detach it, and then Kasva the Torah, the Nasnola, and then you write the critical part of the Get, the names, and the date, and then you give it to her, but yeah, but that's Kasher. So all these tanaim learn Pshat in the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar. In other words, Midoraisa, you can't do the Ksiva of the Torah, the Mechuber. That's the critical part of the get, the names and the date. The standard Nusach HaGet, the Tofes HaGet, Midoraisa, you could write that B'Mechuber, Midrabanan, you can't. But B'Di'evit, if you wrote only the Tofes B'Mechuber, and you cut it off, and you wrote the Toref B'Talosh, that's Kasher Korna B'Lazer.
Where is this word Toref described anywhere in the Mishnah?
Oh, so the Mishnah just says Kosvo, or Kosvin. We're understanding the word Ein Kosvin to mean don't write that which is the ikar part of the get, the Torah. And the Mishnah says, Kosvo b'mechuber. But the Avid, if you wrote b'mechuber, there it means, so let me rephrase that. The Gemara understands the word kosev to referring to the toface. And ein kosvin means that l'chatchila you can't write the toface b'mechuber. And but the Avid, kosvo b'mechuber means, but the Avid, you wrote the toface b'mechuber, provided that the writing of the Torah was done, b'talosh, you're okay. So you're right, the Mishnah is not specific what is meant by writing. We're interpreting the writing of the Mishnah to mean the writing of the Tofes. Don't write the Tofes b'mechuber, because you might come to write the Torah. But the Eved, if you wrote the Tofes b'mechuber, it's still kosher, as long as the Torah is written b'talosh.
But this is, what I'm talking about is the word Torah itself.
Does not appear in the Mishnah, correct.
It's not, it, oh, everybody so, knew what it meant.
So the next line, Reish Lakish, Amr Reish Lakish asks, Chasmo Shaninu. The Mishnah speaks of detaching the get and then signing it. It doesn't say you detach it and then you write the Torah. It says you detach it and you sign it, which implies that the entire get was written by Mechubar, and all that was done by Talosh was the signing of the get. So the Mishnah follows with Meir, to Amar Elichasima Karsi. He holds the critical component of the get is the signing of the witnesses. And this is Pshat in the Mishnah according to Meir. Ein Kosvin Torah, don't write the Torah by Mechubar. Gzera Chemayachtam, you might come to sign it by Mechubar. But the Eved Kosvel Torah, if you wrote the entire get, even the Torah by Mechubar, and then Tolsho, you detached it, Chasma Vanasnala, you sign it and you give it to the Isha, but the Eved, that would be Kasha, that would be okay. Now the terms Tofes and Torah were, I guess, known by what that meant. Tofes is the standard of Sukha get, Torah is the name from the date. The question is, and the Mishnah speaks of L'chatchila V'drabanan, don't write the get b'mechubar l'karka. But b'dievet, if you wrote the get b'mechubar l'karka, it's okay, as long as the chasim is done b'talosh. What does don't write mean? Does it mean don't write the tofes b'mechubar? But b'dievet, if you wrote the tofes b'mechubar, it's kosher, so long as the toref was written b'talosh. That's Shita Shav Elazar. Or does it mean don't write the toref b'mechubar because you might come to sign it? But the Eved, if you wrote the Torah without signing the Edom, that would be kosher according to Reb Meir. Okay, so we'll stop there. Pick up here tomorrow. Esses Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay.